Prosoro is still the king of fungicides. Its fast action and long residual make it an excellent defender of grain quality and yield, and the enemy of both head and leaf diseases. When your goal is better grain quality and even higher yields, use Prosoro fungicide at its recommended high rate of 8.2 fluid ounces per acre, and the crown of higher profit could be yours. Learn more at Prosoro.us. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. It's time to check on those markets, which we got a bona fide turnaround Tuesday going on here, finally. It's Price Futures Group in Chicago, Bill Moore joining us now. Hello, Bill.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, just dandy fine. Weather is pretty comfortable up here in the Dakotas and Minnesota. How about in Chicago?
Yeah, it's sunshine and got probably mid-80s, not much humidity. So for mid-July, it's a pretty darn good day.
All righty. And the markets are pretty darn good today, too. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the old cliche, turnaround Tuesday, but it seems to fit oftentimes, and today is one of those days where it fits. What we've seen here is we're riding a weather roller coaster, which often happens this time of the year. Clearly, weather's 800-pound grill in the room, and we talk once a week. So going back to a week ago was a far different scenario. We were kind of on the upswing. On the heels, started with the June 30 acreage report to drop corn acres down 5 million from March to June, the biggest decline in that time period in the history of record keeping. And that got the market going. Market held a rally from that day, and then hot and dry weather descended upon the central farm belt. And that continued the rally to, in the case of corn, to about a 40-cent move off the lows, which is a gigantic move for what's corn's done in the last three or four months. But then the less threatening weather forecast appeared in the last week and over the weekend, and the market has taken back two-thirds of those gains just in the last couple of days, dropping about 25 to 30 cents. And probably it was enough. The market is caught here today, probably overdid as they often do, so that's why we're seeing a little bit of on the plus side today. So that's pretty much what's happened. The weather obviously is a major thing with corn entering pollination this month and beans setting pods next month. We had some numbers here in the last couple of days that are important to the market. One was the crop ratings that came out yesterday at 3, and they dropped 71 down to 68%, and beans good to excellent, corn 71 to 69. So those are pretty good drops, but they were expected, and these ratings are still historically high. So it helped a little bit, but not a lot, for the markets. Maybe one of the reasons why we're catching a little bit here today. The other thing that came out was in the last few days would be the crop report, the WADZ report on Friday at 11 o'clock, the July supply and demand, which was really uninspiring. It was kind of a neutral report. They did drop the corn production to 15 billion from 16. The yield stayed the same, kind of a whole hummer, and market, the bulls needed more than that. So between the weather, less threatening weather, and a neutral crop report, the market had nowhere to go but south from the rally over the last 2 weeks. So that's what it's done. And in doing so, it's done a little technical damage, small side gaps, small downside gaps left in the new crop corn and beans. Those need to be filled for the market at least to achieve a neutral status in here. So we'll see if that can happen. one good thing positive in the last 24 hours would be exports. The inspections that came out yesterday at 10 o'clock were pretty good in corn. came in almost a million metric tons. That's always a good number. And then this morning, 8 o'clock, we had two flash sales announced to 1.7 million metric tons of corn to China and 129,000 metric tons of beans to China. So those were some positives going forward. The market will be looking at midday forecast today and looking at the weather the last 2 weeks in July as corn enters pollination to see if if the weather, so far it's forecast to be hot, but with normal precip. And so that's not going to hurt the crop, is going to help the crop. And so, the market, we'll see what the weather brings. The crop's not made. We're plenty cheap right now, but the market's on a downdraft because of the change in the weather forecast. The last factor in the grains would be the what I call the outside of the macro markets. And today they're helping, but I mean, they're in the favor of the grains, but they're really, and helping maybe a little bit. Stock market's up 326,000, still holding an 8,000 point rally off the lows. That's pretty amazing, especially with the resurgence of COVID in some of these southern and western states. And the U.S. dollar is down, down 27. That's always a good thing for exports. So we'll take that. And finally, the crude oil is up a little bit today, some $20 off the lows in the spring. That's good for ethanol demand. So those things are positive for the grains today.
Okay, Bill Moore, Price Futures Group with us. Bill, last Friday we kind of got both directions, both a positive and negative, with corn bought by China. And again, yesterday and today, get China buying some of our corn. Biggest sale in, what, over 25 years? That's good. But then the president says, well, phase two deal with China, probably not going to happen. So, I don't know, both those kind of balanced each other out, didn't they?
They canceled it.
Yeah.
Darnest thing. Yeah, just when you get, as grain markets hit, I mean, just when we're peeking our head up, with that phase one deal signed here several months, that seems like an eternity ago. And things were looking good, and then we got cold cocked by COVID. The world did, basically, and it may never be the same. We'll see what happens. But so far, it's just a different world than we've ever known before. So, and then, like you're saying, you get some good news, and then you get some bad news. And one step forward, two steps back. It's pretty frustrating. The problem is that the geopolitical issues with China have just been a problem. The blame game, they're blaming them for COVID. Who's to say? You get behind the facts, it's probably not one country's fault, but China sure seemed like they could have done a better job containing it. So that was one thing where that's caused some strain between the countries. And the Hong Kong protests, that was another. So it's one thing after another, and it's this trade balance is hanging in the this trade phase one is hanging in the balance, and so it's still alive, but it sure made rough sledding for trade. And with a big crop on the way, that's the last thing we needed, was trouble with the trade.
Yeah, and for the last couple of years, it's just been one thing after another. Bill, not to add any weird stuff here, but today here's the latest thing in the news. A squirrel in Colorado has tested positive for bubonic plague.
So there you go.
I mean, right. This is, yeah. What's 2020? What's the next surprise here?
What did we do wrong, God? It seemed like God's punishing the world for, maybe excess or not enough religion or who knows. But I know I look at things a lot differently. I think a lot of people do. You think you don't take things for granted, but you sure as heck do. After what we've been through with COVID. I mean, for me, just going out to Forest Preserve after the market's closed and looking at cloud formations, that's something I never did before, but I sure do it now. So it's the little things in life, Mick.
Yeah. Hey, remember back a few years ago, more than 10, 15 years ago, those chain letters that you were supposed to forward, and if you didn't, something bad. Apparently, the people who didn't forward those chain letters, now it's coming around to haunt us.
Yeah. It's just, you just never know. There's been movies about this, how a virus can attack the world. I can't think of the name. Contagion might have been the name of the movie.
Yeah,
but boy, here it is in reality. And then when we just start, so many states reopen too quickly, and boy, they're paying a huge price. I mean, I think they were just a little too arrogant about the disease and not maybe respecting it. I mean, open these bars where you're elbow to elbow and inside restaurants and the beaches close by, and boy, now it's come back to bite them in the backside. And fortunately, Illinois, we've been, knock on wood, we haven't had the resurgence these other states have had, and I don't think you guys have either. So you sure, I mean, this thing is so contagious, you just have to, I mean, we could be social distancing and wearing masks for a long time.
Hey, let's end on a positive note here. New Zealand, okay. New Zealand today has gone back to, they've dropped all of the requirements for social distancing and anything related to the pandemic because they have had zero cases for the last number of days. So,
I heard that, and that's really good news. And I do, I try to be positive. This guy my age, you have no choice. You know, when your feet hit the ground in the morning, it's a great day, right, Nick?
Indeed. That's for
so,
sure.
I'm a very positive guy. And, it's dire times right now. But if we get, we know it works in the beginning of beating this thing when we social distance and when we wore masks and we washed our hands. And that worked, and then we got kind of get away from it. These states are reopened too quick, and we just have to get back to that. And I think that's why the stock market hasn't. I think a good test of the of everything is that the stock markets has held this 8,000 point rally, even with the resurgence of COVID in many states. And because the market is figuring that we'll get this thing figured out, we'll get back to where we were maybe a month ago, and get this thing and tone this thing down.
Bill Moore, words of wisdom, sage advice. Bill Moore, the Price Futures Group. How do farmers get a hold of you, Bill?
Yeah, I love talking to producers. You know, I grew up, spent a lot of summers on the farm. My mother's family were farmers. So my cell phone is 630-947-5176, and I'm sheltered in place still. And I'd be glad to talk to producers at any time about their crops and their ideas on the market.
Gotcha. Hey, Bill, have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Mick. You do as well, sir.
Right on. Thank you.